This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Play the podcast, please.
You are with Jack and Dean for the Tuesday drive home on Joy 94.9. And we're talking earlier, Jack, that you stayed at an Airbnb once and were bitten by a spider.
Oh, my God, in New York City.
Came up behind you.
Yes. Every time you get an Airbnb, they're like, don't tell the neighbours, don't do this. You know, you have to act like you're a friend. You're a friend. If they ask, you're a friend.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, very good experiences, but sometimes you can have very strange ones.
Well, speaking of strange experiences, we've got Alex from the bigsmoke.com.au, a news website, on the line all the way from Sydney to talk about Airbnb in the news. Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Hello. Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I've never stayed in an Airbnb, but should I?
Me either.
No. You just stay in a castle.
Well, I just find it, I have a thing about other people's stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't want to touch their stuff. I don't want to lie in their bed. You know, even though I know hotels have millions of people, there's something at a psychological level for me that feels less intrusive than someone's home.
Yes.
But it's interesting because a lot of people don't think about certain issues around privacy, and often at the hotel we assume that the management makes sure that our rooms are safe and there's no surveillance cameras. But at Airbnb, it's actually in the policy that you can have a camera in your home. Now the theory is you're meant to have it only in rooms that are not the bathroom or the living room, but we've seen a number of incidences where people have gone and stayed at an Airbnb and they've seen, for example, a camera that's hidden behind a fire detector and all these different privacy issues
that's
around
horrific.
Hidden cameras. Yeah. Yeah, it's really awful. So it's kind of like a horrific horror film. Mm. But the issue really is around Airbnb's response to this. And it's actually not against their policy as long as you have given consent prior to making the booking. The problem is no owners are telling the visitors that they have cameras in their home. So in New Zealand, there was a family that went to Ireland and they stayed in Airbnb, and not only were they found to see cameras there, but they were actually being live streamed at the same time.
No way.
For what purpose? What sort of sicko wants to watch? Is it for surveillance or sexy things?
No, it wasn't a sexy thing. I think, you know, there's a real fetish online around watching people in their homes. And I don't know whether people choose to be viewed in their homes. Like, I think maybe sometimes people like the fact that people are watching them, so they set up cameras and live stream, but other times it's being done without their knowledge.
Well, they go on Big Brother.
Yeah, exactly. So the thing is, in this scenario, though, the family were very upset. They told Airbnb. Airbnb explained that it's not against their policy, but they should have been given consent. But it wasn't until the family went to the news and went on social media and talked about it that Airbnb finally agreed that it was wrong and gave a refund. So it's really about being mindful when you stay in an Airbnb. You literally are in someone else's home, and you don't know. And it's different legalities around the compliance.
I don't like that at all. You would just think, you know, consumer watchdog or whatever, they were on top of that sort of stuff. But,
queasy. It's like with Facebook, you know, we say things like, Facebook should stop videos being uploaded that are horrific and being live streamed.
Well, yes.
Sure, but the platform's so big and convoluted and so difficult to completely control. Airbnb's in a similar position.
Mm.
I mean, they've got millions of people using their platform at any one time. It's very difficult to stay on top of it. So I think the real question around this is, should Airbnb revisit their policies and how they actually disclose this information to guests? Because the more people that this is discussed with, the more we realise how few people know that there could be cameras in the home.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Or
dress a bit better.
But who was
That would be my worst nightmare. It's not so much that someone's watching me, but like that I look terrible and it's being live streamed.
Yeah. Get my hair done.
Hair and makeup.
That is such a violation though. I'm not on board with that. No.
Yeah. It's terrible. And And it's really awful. And there was a Netflix documentary recently about a man who owned a motel in America. And for decades, he was actually spying on people in the rooms. And that's really horrific. But you kind of go, well, I can understand how that is possible if you stay at a dodgy motel. But at an Airbnb, you've got this sense of privacy, or you feel like, oh, this is a family's home, so therefore it must be safe.
Yeah, awesome.
And I guess it's just about being mindful that you don't really know who these people are who own the home.
But no. I guess for the homeowner, they probably—I imagine that the argument is they want to make sure that their property is secure and that people aren't having parties or destroying their property.
And this is the other side to it. I doubt that 99% of the people that have cameras in their home are doing so because they want to live stream and, you know, be voyeuristic. It's usually for that very reason, that they want to make sure their property, I mean, it is their home, but they want to make sure their property is being looked after, that nothing dodgy is happening, that they're not throwing massive parties. You know, I get all of that. I guess it's just about finding a way where there's a bit more transparency into A, where the cameras are placed, and also B, that the guests have full understanding and have given consent of the recording being done.
Absolutely. I imagine if I stayed in an Airbnb, I'd want to rearrange the furniture. I'd be
of course you would. Just get the sage out, start burning it.
Well, no, I'd probably like, you know, that chair could probably be look better over there. I might just give it a go and see if they don't mind. Yeah.
Dean's Renos.
That's it.
I feel like I would be so embarrassed and be doing some, like, musical number in the living room to, like, Liza Minnelli on Rat Top. And that would be captured and with my jazz hands. And then I would just, yeah. So,
it could be an internet sensation.
Yeah, it's not sexy time voyeuristic for anyone.
No, not at all.
Subjective.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much, Alex. We look forward to speaking with you again next week.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.